the 50 best defensive units in college football history, which gets, you know, when you start trying to do that, you know, you're just kind of all over the place, which this was. But can you think of three of the best college defensive units you've ever seen?
You know, me and a friend were talking about this the other day. I know of a defense that didn't make this guy's list that should be on there somewhere, and that's that 73 Oklahoma defense. Now, I know that's a homer call, but...
No, it's not either. I had that group. They run together a little bit on me with 72-73. I was looking at guys in 72, you know, Coach Fairbanks last year. Now, you know, I mean, they give up 0-3-3-0. Okay, Colorado beats them 14-20. Then they give up 0-6-6-7, 14-15-0. You know, and of course it spilled over into the next year, you know, where they 14-7, 20-13-7, 14-17-3, you know, all that. So
That team. They're the team that was, Switzer's first year.
Yep.
And
you've been watching them, Craig. What do you think about the OU groups? I mean, with those.
Well, that 73 defense was the only one that had Lucius Leroy and Dewey.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And that was the year, right, Matt, that they went out and played USC and Pat Hayden and Len Swan.
Tied them 7-7.
7-7 tie, yeah.
And I think if you look at the yardage,
had like three
of that
times
game,
the yardage.
It was something like 300-125,
something like that.
Somewhere in that neighborhood. Pat, that's my memory, they held that USC team to like 125 total yards, something like that. That's pretty good.
Oh
right?
Yeah, was that the one Joe Washington jumped sideways on the punt return?
Okay. Yeah, on the punt return.
Yeah. Most exciting return where you lose 3 yards you'll ever see.
Yeah, no, that group there, that era, you know, which and all there in those were really, like I say, the names run together on me. But whether it be Hamilton, Durler, Moore, Lucius, Leroy, Dewey, you know, Schultz, Randy Hughes, Backus, Jimbo Elrod, Darrell Hunt, those names all kind of my timelines get a little bit blurred
Schultz
on them.
Definitely.
But,
yeah, oh, definitely gosh. Part of that. Yeah,
you know. Yes,
I mean that was a heck of a defense. So to say there's 50 defenses better than that one, I don't know about that one.
Oh Lord, no, that's one of the very best ones I've ever seen.
Passion, drive, and patience—the formula for winning championships—is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Now, one of the ones that I remember, now again, I did see it with my own eyes, and it's funny. It's not funny. If you're them, is the probably the best Texas A&M team that they've ever had down there was their 75 group. See, that was your man, Lester Hayes, Pat Thomas, you know, all that crew down there, Craig, with the Simonini, Ten Apple, Tank Marshall, you know, Robert Jackson, the linebacker. They give up, guys. I'm looking at their you know, they beat Ole Miss in the opener 7-0. They beat LSU 39-8. They beat Illinois 43-13. They beat Kansas State 10-0. They beat Tech 38-9. They beat TCU 14-6, beat Baylor 19-10, beat SMU 36-3, beat Rice 33-14, beat Texas 20-10. Now, here's the kicker, and here's where we saw, I've told y'all about this before. That bunch there, see, Melvin Robertson had been the defensive coordinator at Houston, and he was a big man coverage guy and pressure stuff, and boy, they would just eat you up. And they were doing that all the way through. We had them at Arkansas and moved the game to the last game of the year, regular season, and played them in Little Rock. And Jimmy got hot as a firecracker calling defenses, and we beat them 31-6. And it was basically because we forced a bunch of turnovers and everything and all that. But that was that defensive unit, when they were going up until that ball game, you know, and they had lost the quarterback. They weren't great offensively, but boy, could they just strangle you defensively. That and one of these OU defenses in that area you're talking about, the two best college defensive units I've ever seen.
Where would you rank that? What was it, Matt? 2002 Miami defense?
Was the year they won the championship.
What was the year that Penn State beat them out there in the Fiesta Bowl?
That was 86.
Because I was out there at that ball game.
Yeah.
And then you get into the SAP stuff. You're right. One of those crews.
Some of those Miami teams were awful good.
They were awfully, awfully, awfully good. That's a good call there. Because I remember watching Jimmy's 86. I remember watching him work out there in Phoenix for that ball game. Oh, Lord.
And 86, that was the team that beat OU down there in Miami. And,
right.
And
mm-hmm.
like Matt said, that's the team that later lost to
They lost to Penn State 14-7, and Testaverde threw five interceptions.
Well, then they
dominated that game.
You get into the SAP groups
in the early 90s.
And then Reed and that bunch later on when Coker had them. Now,
well, I think Reed and Sean Taylor both were on that 0-1 team.
Yeah, I think they were too.
That 0-1 team, not just defensive. I know we're talking defense. That 0-1 Miami team is one of the more talented teams I think college football's ever seen.
No, I remember, I've told you, I remember going to the pro day down there.
Oh, yeah, because you were down there with the Dolphins, right?
Mm-hmm. And they, you know, it was kind of a blend of years they had out there because they had some Shockey came was coming out early and everything. And that work, that pro day was like the combine. I mean, every position had something going on. It seemed like there was a high round pick at every position, all over the place. I mean, it was the doggonedest thing in that regard I've ever laid eyes on. You know,
Nebraska, Pat. Like, would you say?
I tried to find one
early to mid '90s when they were winning national titles. I mean,
I don't know where they would rank among these guys, Pat. But that defense with Neil Smith and Broderick Thomas on it, they would go get people now.
They were awful. I was trying to think of which one of those bunches jumped. They didn't jump out at me quite as much as that OU group or this A&M group. And I'm probably remiss in not throwing one of those Miami teams in there. Now those guys were good. They were awfully good, you know.
And going back to the mid '60s, like the Michigan State team, Pat, that tied Notre Dame. Wasn't Bubba Smith on that Michigan State team? Yes, it was.
When I was looking at this deal, see, that's a '65 Michigan State that had Bubba Smith and George Webster and all that crew, you know, and they were awful. Jimmy Ray was a quarterback, but I mean, they had a lot of really, really good players on that. That was that bunch of hair that did it. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, but, I Sports Illustrated did it. They were trying to, you know, get in order the top 50, and that gets a little bit squirrely when you try to get that many in there and rank them and everything. But, golly, of course, he had the two best with the 2017 Alabama and the 2016 Alabama.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.